There's an interesting thing that's happening in this picture that I didn't intend when I took it. And looking back on it, it kind of surprises me a little bit. So I was going back to my car after work, and I came across this patch of leaves in the grass, and there was really nothing special or extraordinary about it. But I thought, yeah, these are interesting colors. The leaves hadn't turned totally brown yet, so there were still these rich red and orange colors and the green from the grass. So I thought it was an interesting scene. I took this picture at f1.8 in order to get kind of a shallow depth of field and really bring the viewer's attention to that middle leaf, in that red leaf. And I don't know. It's leaves in grass. It's not that great. But what I find interesting about it, which I didn't really intend, but I think is kind of cool in retrospect, is how the swirling background and foreground, to me, it almost creates a sense of movement and chaos that you might expect on a fall day like this, where I don't even know what causes this, or if I'm just imagining things that aren't really there. But it almost looks as if the whole scene is kind of swirling in a counterclockwise direction, almost like the wind is blowing and these leaves are rustling all around, and yet there's that one red leaf in the middle that's nice and still. It's kind of cool, and I think it's just artifacts of how the light in the lens is bent as it is distorted and blurred out in the foreground and background. Whatever's causing it, I think it's kind of a neat effect, and it makes me think about different ways that you can play around with your lens to get different effects. And it's kind of appropriate here, because when you think about a chilly autumn day, you often think about leaves swirling and blowing around. This is actually the opposite of that. There was no wind at all, and this scene was completely still. And yet, in this picture, to me anyway, it looks like it's kind of the opposite. So it was kind of, I don't know, something that made me think twice a little bit about how you can photograph scenes like this and how you can use your camera to do interesting different things. You know, that there's really not much more to it than that. So enjoy. It's today's picture. I hope you like it.